Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Jay. This is another installment of the Overnight Rewind. And we got some headlines tonight. Some big stuff if who's a big Rage Against the Machine fan? Probably a lot of you. So here we go. Top headline of the day. Rage Against the Machine cancels 2023 North America tour. Zach De La Rocha issues statement. And if you want to read that statement in its entirety, you can check it out at loudwire.com. It's probably going to be under the Rage Against the Machine tab. It's going to be the first thing that you see. Anyway, I guess back in January in Chicago, or I'm sorry, not January, July in Chicago, he had hurt his Achilles tendon. I guess he's recovering from that, and it's taken a lot longer than expected. But if you want to read the full article, that's at loudwire.com. And that's going to close it for Rage Against the Machine. This one I kind of like. I thought it was fun. Got any Puddle of Mud fans? They were kind of big, I guess, in the early 2000s, and I guess they had something that kind of came out in maybe like, I don't want to misquote, so I'm not going to give a year. But anyway, apparently the singer, Wes Scanlon, says new Puddle of Mud music will arrive before the end of the year, end quote. This one is actually kind of stale. It's a day old. But apparently Wes was on an interview with Radioactive Mike Z, and he's the host of 96.7 KCAL FM on a program called Wired in the Empire. I'm going to guess that's the Inland Empire, probably like a 909 area code, maybe Redlands or something. Yeah, shout out, California listeners. Anyways, so I guess they're doing some new stuff. You guys can read that for yourself in the full article. And that's going to be at blabbermouth.net. Good website, by the way. All right, what else we got going in? Oh, this one's good. It's coming up soonish. You guys like New Year's shows? You like Vegas? Guess what? Misfits announce New Year's Eve show. And yes, it's exactly what you think. I guess Danzig's going to be there. Apparently. So, we'll see. There's two other bands, though, that, like, if I was going to be at that show, it's going to be at the Michelob Ultra Arena in Vegas. So for, you know, our Vegas listeners or any kind of West Coast people that are a few hours away, shout out L.A., you're going to get to see the Circle Jerks, and you're also going to get to see one of my top favorites. Just a personal note on my Mount Rushmore is Tiger Army. Just the name in itself is ironic. But, yeah, you might want to check that out if you want the full article and everything that it has contained therein. That's metalinjection.net. Let's see. We got one more story to get to. So we kind of talk about some German bands on here sometimes, Rammstein being the most recent one, but I don't know if you guys are into this. It's kind of a hard sell for a lot of people. But there's a German band out there called Powerwolf. They're absolutely fantastic. But from metalsucks.net, German metal juggernauts Powerwolf announced their first ever North American dates. And according to them, like, to get here to do what they want to do here and for, I guess, all that to work from a money standpoint or from, you know, sponsors or agents or whatever, it's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So they're pretty excited about it. There's some quotes there. You can read it. It is a cool story, and especially if you're a fan. And they have their own website. It's interesting. But yeah, I encourage you guys to check it out, and that's over at metalsucks.net, and that is Powerwolf. Again, that's going to be a wrap, guys. That's the end of the news for tonight. Hopefully you can check it out in the morning. All this stuff's pretty fresh. Get a fresh breakfast, hot bagel, hot coffee. We'll provide the hot metal news. And as always, I'm Jay, and you can check out our weekly free show over at therockrewindreview.com. And this one's going to go up probably every weeknight. I'm going to try to do it as much as I can. If you guys like it, feel free to write in at therockrewindreview.com. If you don't, you can also write in at therockrewindreview.com and let us know that. Yeah, I think that's a wrap, guys. We're going to see you as always. This is a product of Chimp Simple Radio Media Productions. See you tomorrow.